You're tuning in to Midway Madness with your host, Nicholas Bradshaw.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 17, Mastering Emotional Intelligence, Building Stronger Connections and Self-Awareness. Welcome to episode 17 of Metanoia Madness. Today we're exploring the fascinating and impactful concept of emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage our own emotions, as well as recognize and influence the emotions of others. This skill is crucial not only for personal well-being, but also for professional success. Emotional intelligence is the key to both personal and professional success. So what exactly is emotional intelligence, and why is it so important? Emotional intelligence can be divided into five components, which we'll be discussing in depth throughout this episode. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand our own emotions, strengths, weaknesses, values, and motivators. It's about being conscious of our feelings and how they affect our thoughts and behavior. Self-regulation is when we're aware of our emotions and can manage them effectively. It involves controlling impulsive feelings and behaviors, managing our emotions in healthy ways, taking initiative, and adapting to changing circumstances. Motivation focuses on our inner drive to pursue goals with energy and persistence. It's about what motivates us beyond money and status, emphasizing a passion for the work itself and a natural calling to pursue goals with energy and persistence. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's about recognizing, understanding, and considering other people's feelings, especially when making decisions. And lastly, social skills involve managing relationships to move people in desired directions. It's about building and managing relationships, finding common ground, building rapport, and effectively leading teams. Understanding these components can help you navigate our own emotional landscape and improve interactions with others. Emotional intelligence is essential for several reasons. High emotional intelligence helps us communicate more effectively, understand others better, and resolve conflicts, improving performance whether at work or in personal endeavors, contributing to better decision-making and leadership skills. Being able to manage our emotions can reduce stress, decrease depression, and improve overall psychological well-being, contributing to an all-around better mental health. Emotional intelligence fosters empathy and compassion, which are critical for creating meaningful connections and contributing positively to the community. Throughout this episode, we'll continually dive deeper into each of these components, expanding on the ideas, discussing practical strategies to enhance our emotional intelligence, and we'll discuss how it can transform our lives. So let's explore the science behind emotional intelligence. Self-awareness involves recognizing our emotions as they occur. This awareness allows us to understand how our emotions affect our thoughts and behavior. It is linked to the brain's insula, which processes bodily sensations that can be associated with emotions. Techniques to enhance self-awareness include mindfulness practices and reflective journaling. Remember, self-regulation is the ability to manage and control our emotional responses. It involves the prefrontal cortex, or PFC, which helps us inhibit impulsive reactions and make thoughtful decisions. Strategies like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can improve self-regulation by teaching us to reframe negative thoughts and develop healthier responses. Motivation in the context of emotional intelligence refers to our intrinsic drive to achieve goals and maintain a positive outlook. The brain's reward system, particularly the release of dopamine, plays a key role in motivation. Setting and achieving small, meaningful goals can boost our motivation and reinforce positive behavior patterns. Empathy involves understanding and sharing the feelings of others. The brain's mirror neuron system, which activates both when we perform an action and when we see someone else perform an action, is crucial for empathy. Practices like active listening and engaging in diverse social experiences can enhance empathetic abilities. Social skills are about managing relationships to help people in desired directions. Effective communication, conflict resolution, and teamwork are all parts of this. Social skills are supported by the orbital frontal cortex, which helps us interpret social cues and respond appropriately. Improving social skills involves practicing active listening, clear communication, and collaborative problem solving. The anterior cingulate cortex, ACC for short, is involved in regulating blood pressure and heart rate, and it also plays a role in decision-making, empathy, and emotional regulation. It helps us evaluate the emotional significance of events and respond to social feedback. Techniques such as mindfulness and compassion meditation can strengthen the ACC. Ventromedial prefrontal cortex, the VMPFC, integrates emotional and cognitive processes, helping us make decisions based on emotional and social information. It's essential for value-based decisions, making and social interactions. Enhancing the VMPFC function can involve engaging in activities that require emotional and cognitive integration, such as complex problem solving and social interactions. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that contributes to feelings of well-being and happiness. It regulates mood, anxiety, and emotional stability. Practices like regular exercise, exposure to sunlight, and a balanced diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids can boost serotonin levels and improve emotional stability. Beyond its role in social bonding, oxytocin is also crucial for emotional intelligence. It enhances trust, empathy, and social bonding, facilitating better interpersonal relationships. Engaging in positive social interactions and nurturing relationships can increase oxytocin levels. Dopamine is associated with the brain's reward system, and it is crucial for motivation and pleasure. High levels of dopamine are linked to increased drive and goal-directed behavior. Setting and achieving goals, as well as engaging in activities that bring joy, can enhance dopamine levels. Developing emotional intelligence is a journey that requires deliberate practice and a commitment to personal growth. So let's explore how we can enhance each component of emotional intelligence. First, let's talk about self-awareness. Picture starting your day with a moment of mindfulness. Sit quietly, focus on your breath, and allow yourself to observe your thoughts without judgment. This practice, known as mindfulness meditation, can increase your awareness of your emotions and how they influence your behavior. Reflective journaling is another powerful tool. Each evening, jot down your emotional experiences of the day. What triggered certain feelings? How did you react? What could you do differently next time? By regularly reflecting on our emotional landscape, we begin to identify patterns and gain deeper insights into our emotional responses. Next, we move to self-regulation. Think of a time when you felt overwhelmed by your stress. How did you handle it? Cognitive reappraisal is a technique that helps us reinterpret negative situations into more positive light. So instead of thinking, "I failed," try thinking, "This was a challenging experience and I learned a lot from it." This shift in perspective can significantly reduce emotional intensity. Additionally, breathing techniques like deep breathing can calm your nervous system. Next time you're in a stressful moment, inhale deeply for a count of 4 seconds. Hold your breath for another 4 seconds and then exhale slowly for another 4 seconds. This simple practice can help you maintain composure and clarity. Now let's talk about motivation. Setting personal goals that align with your values and interests are incredibly motivating. Break down these goals into smaller, manageable steps and celebrate progress along the way. Positive visualization is another powerful strategy. Spend a few minutes each day visualizing your success. See yourself achieving your goals and feel the positive emotions associated with those achievements. This practice can boost your confidence and drive, making you more resilient in the face of challenges. This is also a vital step when it comes to manifesting the things we desire. We must visualize and feel what we desire before we can manifest it into the physical plane. Empathy is about understanding and connecting with others' emotions. One way to enhance empathy is through active listening. When someone's speaking to you, fully focus on them. Avoid interrupting and reflect back what you've heard. This shows that you value their perspective and fosters deeper connections. Another technique is perspective taking. Make a conscious effort to see situations from others' viewpoints. Ask yourself how you would feel if you were in their shoes. This practice can improve your ability to emphasize and respond compassionately. Finally, let's focus on social skills. Effective communication is key to building strong relationships. Practice expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly while respecting others' viewpoints. This balance of assertiveness and empathy can help you navigate difficult conversations and build stronger connections. Building rapport with others is also crucial. Engage in small talk. Find common interests and show genuine interest in their lives. This simple action can create meaningful relationships and enhance your social skills. To solidify these strategies, I recommend starting each day with an emotion check-in. Ask yourself what you're feeling and why, and how these emotions are affecting your thoughts and actions. Keep a gratitude journal to focus on positive aspects of your life. Each day, write down 3 things you're grateful for and reflect on how they make you feel. By consistently practicing these strategies, you'll enhance your emotional intelligence, leading to improved relationships, better stress management, and overall greater well-being. Remember, emotional intelligence is a skill you can develop with time and effort. Start small, be patient with yourself, and watch how your ability to navigate emotions transforms your life. Now let's imagine waking up on a typical Monday morning. You have a packed schedule, a major project deadline at work, personal commitments to juggle, and you gotta listen to the new episode of Metanoia Madness. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. This is where emotional intelligence can make a profound difference, helping you navigate the complexities of daily life with greater ease and effectiveness. We gotta get a morning routine. Start your day with brief mindfulness exercise. Take a few minutes to sit quietly, focusing on your breath. This practice helps you center yourself and set a calm, positive tone for the day. As you go through your morning routine, be aware of your emotions and how they influence your actions. Are you feeling anxious about your project deadline? Recognize the emotion without judgment. Acknowledge its presence and remind yourself that it's a normal response to a busy day. When you arrive at work, emotional intelligence becomes crucial. As you prepare for your project, engage in positive self-talk. Instead of thinking, "This is too much, I can't handle it," try reframing it to, "This is a challenge, but I have the skills and resources to manage it." This shift in perspective can reduce anxiety and boost your confidence. During meetings, practice active listening. When a colleague is speaking, focus entirely on what they're saying. Avoid interrupting and make a conscious effort to understand their perspective. This not only shows respect, but it also helps build stronger, more collaborative relationships. If a conflict arises, use your self-regulation skills. Take a deep breath, stay calm, and approach the situation with a problem-solving mindset. Address the issue respectfully and constructively, seeking a resolution that benefits everyone involved. Throughout the day, apply empathy to all your interactions, whether you're speaking with a colleague, a friend, or a family member. Try to understand their emotions and their perspectives. If a friend shares that they're having a tough time, show genuine concern and support. Sometimes just being there to listen can make a significant difference. As the day progresses and stress levels rise, use emotional regulation techniques to stay balanced. If you start to feel overwhelmed, take a short break. Step outside for a few minutes and practice deep breathing, or engage in a quick mindfulness exercise. These small pauses can help you reset your emotional state and improve your focus. At the end of the day, reflect on your emotional experiences. What emotions did you feel? How did you handle them? Were there moments when you successfully used your emotional intelligence skills? Reflecting on these questions helps you reinforce your learning and prepares you for future challenges. Consider real-life scenarios where emotional intelligence can be applied effectively. For instance, imagine you're managing a team at work. One of your team members seems disengaged and less productive than usual. Instead of immediately reprimanding them, use emotional intelligence to understand the underlying cause. Approach them with empathy and ask if everything is all right. They might be dealing with personal issues that are affecting their work. By showing empathy and offering support, you not only help them feel valued, but you also foster a more positive and productive work environment. Or think about a personal relationship where communication has become next to none. Using your emotional intelligence, initiate a conversation where you express your feelings calmly and listen actively to the other person's perspective. This approach can rebuild trust and improve the relationship. Incorporating emotional intelligence into your daily life involves a series of mindful practices and deliberate actions. By being aware of your emotions, regulating them effectively, and staying motivated, emphasizing with others, and improving your social skills, you can navigate daily challenges more smoothly and build stronger, more meaningful connections. Emotional intelligence is not just a set of skills, but a way of being that can transform your life. It's about making conscious choices to enhance your well-being and well-being of those around you. Start small, practice regularly, and watch as these skills become integral parts of your daily routine, enriching your personal and professional life. Let's dive into some real-world challenges that can hinder your emotional intelligence and explore actionable strategies to overcome them. Developing emotional intelligence isn't just about adopting new habits. It's also about identifying and dismantling the barriers that stand in our way. One of the most significant barriers is negative thinking. This includes self-doubt, pessimism, and catastrophizing. When you consistently anticipate the worst outcomes or doubt your abilities, it's difficult to maintain a balanced emotional state. Chronic stress and feeling overwhelmed can also impede emotional intelligence. When stress levels are high, our ability to process emotions and respond effectively diminishes. This leads to emotional reactivity rather than thoughtful responses. Many people struggle with identifying and understanding their emotions. Without this awareness, it's challenging to manage emotions and empathize with others effectively. Empathy is a core component in emotional intelligence that can be hindered by biases, prejudices, and a simple lack of effort to understand others' perspectives. Without empathy, our social interactions and relationships suffer. A fixed mindset, the belief that our abilities and intelligence are static, can limit our emotional growth. This mindset prevents us from learning from our experiences and improving our emotional intelligence skills. Poor communication skills, such as inability to listen actively or express oneself clearly, can hinder emotional intelligence. Effective communication is essential for building strong relationships and managing social interactions. Now let's discuss some strategies to overcome these barriers. Start by challenging and reframing negative thoughts. When you catch yourself engaging in self-doubt or pessimism, pause and evaluate the thought. Is it based on facts or assumptions? Replace your rational thoughts with your balanced, positive ones. For example, instead of thinking, "I can't handle the project," reframe it to, "This project is challenging, but I have the skills and resources to manage it." Positive affirmations can also reinforce your self-worth and capabilities. To manage stress, incorporate relaxation techniques in your daily routine. Practices like deep breathing, meditation, and mindfulness can help reduce stress levels and improve emotional regulation. Additionally, ensure that you maintain a healthy work-life balance by setting boundaries and taking regular breaks. Improve your emotional awareness by regularly checking in with yourself. Throughout the day, take a moment to pause and identify what you're feeling. Journaling can be a helpful tool for this. Write down your emotions and the situations that triggered them. Over time, this practice will enhance your emotional self-awareness. To enhance empathy, make a conscious effort to understand others' perspectives. When interacting with someone, listen actively and without judgment. Ask open-ended questions to gain deeper insights into their feelings and experiences. Practicing empathy will improve your relationships and social interactions. Cultivate a growth mindset by viewing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Embrace the idea that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and perseverance. Celebrate your progress and learn from setbacks to continually improve your emotional intelligence skills. Strengthen your communication skills by practicing active listening and clear expression. Active listening involves fully focusing on the speaker, avoiding interruptions, and responding thoughtfully. When expressing yourself, be clear and concise. Use I statements to communicate your feelings and needs without blaming others. I've spoken very often in probably most of the past episodes on how journaling has played a crucial role in my life, but I don't think that I fully grasped the role it played in my development or my emotional intelligence or my self-awareness until I began to dive deeper into both the concepts. I don't want to focus too much on journaling as much as my journey to gaining my level of emotional intelligence that I have. Just recognize that the findings, the growth, and my ability to recount the steps of my evolution are in direct correlation to the consistency of my journaling. This may be hard to believe, but there was actually a time in my life when I was not as aware or intellectually in tune with my emotion. My inside world was a cluttered mess, filled with outdated ideas and unhealed wounds. The responsibility for the condition of my life and where it was headed was solely placed on outside stimuli, i.e. my environment, my circumstance, or the situations that played out in my life. I don't recall the exact moment that I began to declutter and dismantle the mess that was my inner world, but I know the first step was becoming aware. Aware of the ideas and the concepts that just didn't align with the natural intuitive compass that we're all equipped with. I began writing because I needed a way to contextualize the thoughts and the beliefs that were swirling around in my mind. Most, if not all the times that I was writing, the streams of the thoughts of consciousness that poured out didn't always make sense in the moment. But when I looked back and read and almost studied before writing the new entry, I began to see my emotional habits. Patterns of pessimism, catastrophizing, and a ridiculous amount of self-doubt. Becoming aware of what's really inside and dismantling the outdated habits is necessary for everyone. So take your time, trust the process, love yourself, and allow your higher self to guide you. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been episode 17. I'm your host, Nicholas, signing off until next week.